And as we offer the same kind of love to the world, the circle widens. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Gracious God, it does feel good to be included in a circle, to know that you have called us there to be a part of what you're doing, to hold a hand and to know we're not alone. Whether we know that person or not, you know them, and you want to introduce us to one another because that's what you do, Jesus. When you come, you don't come alone. You bring your friends. And we get to meet you and we get to meet them. And Lord, we become more than what we could become on our own. We become more human. We become more like you. We become the community that you lived and died and rose for. You did that for the church. And so we pray that as we worship you as a church, that we will become all the things that you have dreamt over us. Thank you for each person here. Today we would offer a special prayer for Kairos coming up. Thank you, Lord, that as people sign the prayer chain and that prayer chain is displayed within that retreat, that persons may know that they're included within a circle of friends. Thank you, Lord, that beyond this place, you're using us in so many exciting ways. But right now, we just want to say thank you. And worship is the thank you that cannot be stopped. So we worship you with a great big thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Our children's message today is from my beloved, and I was going to tell everybody, I have brought my best friend to church today. It's my wife, and she's having a birthday this Wednesday, and it's going to be very, very, very special. So all you little ones, come forth. Her best birthday present is a little hug from little ones. So y'all come on up.
Sam, thanks for being the first one up here. Hi, girls. Come up in here and sit with me. It's good to see all of you today. Hi, sweetheart. Come and sit down here with me. So, we were standing in a circle today, and what were we singing about?
A circle of friends.
Circle of friends, that's right. And friends are all around us, and in school and at church and on our streets and neighborhoods. You know, this is a book. What does that say? Can you read that title to me?
Bears, Friends.
Best Friends. That's pretty close. Bear Friends, Best Friends, but there is a bear. So this book is a neat book. I love to read children's books that have neat illustrations. I love the title of that, Best Friends. So I picked it up. And I started looking at the pictures, and I want to tell you about the story. It's a story of Ben Bear and Chris Croc, because he's a crocodile. And he gets a new dog. He calls him Luke, and he wants to build a doghouse for Luke. So because they're best friends, guess what? They work together to build that doghouse. Isn't that a neat story? But Ben Bear can't rest until he goes and tells Chris Croc, thank you for being my friend. So today, the reason I brought this story to tell you about friends is Reverend Green is going to talk about, there's a story in the Bible that's kind of similar to this about friends. There's four friends, and they have a friend that's sick. And they hear that Jesus is nearby, and he's healing people. So you know what those four friends do? Those four friends take their one friend to see Jesus. But it is really, really crowded, and they can't get in the door. So they actually dig through the roof and lower their friend on a mat so he can see Jesus. That's a good friend, isn't it? They really, really want their friend to see Jesus. And you know what Jesus says to that man? Because of your friend's faith, you are healed. And the man gets up and walks. It's a really neat story. But do you see what those friends did? They loved their friends so much, they wanted him to be better. Do you have friends like that? Do you have friends like that? Are you a friend like that? That's kind of what God asks us to be, is a really good friend. If someone's sick, we call and make sure they're okay. We might take them soup. We might send them a card. That's the kind of friend that God wants us to be. Do y'all understand that? There's a scripture, and Lyndon, will you come sit right here or stand up there? We're going to teach this. Want to sit here? Okay. There's a scripture, and I want you to repeat it after me. Friends, love at all times. At all times. Does that make sense? Friends, love at all times. So, Lyndon, show us a sign for friends. Isn't that neat? Kind of, you link your fingers together. Love. Can you all do the love sign? Love. At all times. Can you take your finger and go around, spin it around? Okay, can you stand up? Let's do it for the congregation. Can you all stand up on the stage? I'm going to say it, and you guys are going to do it. Remember, friends, love at all times. Now say it when you do the signs. Ready? Friends, love at all times. So that's what it means to be a friend. You know, when we were standing in that circle and you were holding someone's hand, that's a friend. Because in Christian community and with our friends here, there are friends and they love you and they want to help you. And that's what it means to be a friend to someone, is to have a good friend. And that's what I want you to remember about Ben Bear and Chris Kroc, the four men that carried their friend to see Jesus. They were good friends and they loved at all times. And I want to be that kind of friend. And William is one of my best friends. And that's how we love each other, to take care of one another. So do you think you can remember that scripture? What is it again? Friends. Love.
At all times.
Very good. Say it one more time with me. Friends. Love. At all times. Can we join hands like that circle of friends? Lyndon, do you want to join us? Laurel, can you come over here and hold my arm? Can you hold Jordan's hand, sweetheart? Can you hold her hand? Okay, here's our circle of friends, okay? Okay, bow your heads with me. Dear loving, gracious God, as we sang, what a friend we have in Jesus. You are our friend, Lord, and we have many, many friends. Teach us how to love at all times, to take good care of our friends, Lord, to lift them up when they're down, and to celebrate with them when they're happy, Lord. Show us how to be a good friend to so many people, and how to meet people and show your light and love in this world, because friends love at all times. Bless these children. May your love shine through them, to their family, to schools, to daycares, Lord, to out into the world when they visit a restaurant or they play on a playground. May people see the love of Christ in them, and may they be a great friend at all times. Thank you for loving us, and we just give you all the thanks and praise. And everybody said, amen. Thank you, friends, for coming, and I hope you have a great day.